Heyo everyone, welcome to The No Show. I am your host Jack, and with me today I have...
Jessica.
And Sierra.
Awesome, thank you guys so much for coming today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I invited you guys because you guys were like my icebreakers mm-hmm. my first week with O Week, and we did that like really cool video game. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. The games were great. Shout out to Student Union.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, they put together a great, like, five-day
so cool.
game schedule.
Yeah, it was like a different kind of game each day, and it was, I like, there were voices. The voices were the best part by far. it was like one person doing all the voices, and I loved it. It was fantastic.
I totally forgot about that. You're right. That was so cool.
Okay.
we had an old lady in there, right? There was like an old lady voice. I think that was my favorite.
Yeah.
I just
there was like every character
in person. Yeah, playing this every character.
Oh man, it was very good. Very, very funny. Very funny. Oh man, yeah. But no, yeah, episode two of The No Show. Feeling great. Thank you, everyone. We had a great reception of the first episode. It's awesome. And I do want to quickly plug, we have an Instagram now. Go check it out at WLU No Show on Instagram. Very, very cool. If we get to 100 followers, I did say that I will stop sleeping with socks on.
I did see that. I thought it was very funny.
I'm trying
to get you some followers.
I had cold feet, people. I put up a poll on the Instagram the other day. Like, the vast majority of people voted for, yes, it is weird to wear socks in bed. And I'm still
That's
like...
weird to wear socks in bed.
I'm still reeling from that. It was like a month ago that one of my friends mentioned how it was weird, and I was like, wait, that's a weird thing to do? And they went, yeah, you don't wear socks in bed, Jack. And I was like, I've been doing that for like the last 18 years of my life. And they were like,
your old daily habit, like people do it.
Yeah, my friends reacted like I had just like confessed to like a murder. They were like, you don't wear socks. And it was a very funny moment. And it came out of nowhere. And yeah.
Like, you never had the urge to take off your socks?
No, I guess I'm more just like, whatever, I'll just change into pajama pants and then I'll get in bed. It's more like, if I shower before bed, so I'm not wearing socks, I won't have socks on. But if like, I've had, I woke up today in socks. Like, because last night.
The same dirty socks that you just wore all day into your bed.
and then still wear them the next day.
And then still wear them the next day.
Well, I woke up like half an hour ago, so I slept in.
I also
I'm still wearing like pajama pants because I have not gotten changed yet.
Yeah, I also just woke up.
Oh my god,
this is my like wake up call.
Yeah, it's reading week.
Well, I'm home this week, and I don't know why, but my mom, she thought that she would take it upon herself to wake me up at like 9 a.m. this morning to start my routine this week.
I've got like one project that I gotta like do some work on this week, and then besides that, I'm doing nothing. I'm just hanging out, relaxing.
Yeah.
I have so much homework to do, and I'm just gonna put it all off until the weekend so I can enjoy my time here.
Yeah. And then like, I don't know, like one of my friends, their university only has like a fall break day, so they get like one day. That's it. I think it's Guelph. Guelph has just like a fall break day, and then Western's reading week is like the first week in November.
Is Western at the same of you at the same time as U of T?
Maybe.
I know U of T has a really light reading week as well.
Oh yeah.
I think Queens only has like a reading 2 days as well.
Oh wow.
Ooh. Is that specific to this year, or has it always been like that?
I think it's always been like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ours is where like it kind of ends like next weekend. So like I have stuff to do like next weekend. But like it's like last this one. It's Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I love just like
favorite
holidays where you just eat. Because I love like turkey, gravy, potatoes, everything. Just, oh, it's great. I have a method for I have a method because I love gravy so much. My method for Thanksgiving is I get like everything on my plate, I cover it all in gravy, and then when I'm done eating, there's always like a bunch of gravy still on the plate. So I get a spoon, and I literally just spoon the gravy, and I eat like the remaining gravy because I'm so hungry and I love gravy so much.
Truthfully, that's pretty understandable. I literally 100%. Woke up like 20 minutes ago and ate a full Thanksgiving dinner for breakfast. Oh, so.
I love it. It's good. It's amazing every time. Amazing.
I don't know. People that think like eating not breakfast food in the morning, like eating like regular stuff in the morning, they think that's weird. I'm like, bro, like Thanksgiving turkey and gravy is for every time of the day.
I'll wake up, do that, and then go to a restaurant like for dinner that serves breakfast and get breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I 100%. Always have breakfast for dinner.
Yeah, it'll be like our table will be like steak, chicken, like eggs and bacon and hash browns. I love breakfast food. It's so good.
I love breakfast.
Do you guys want to play a game?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, go out there. All right, first game. This game is called What Weighs More? I will tell you guys two things. You have to tell me which one you think weighs more.
Okay.
All right.
Are we like competing against each other or is it just
sure?
Like...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll keep track.
You know, I like
clipboard. Legal pad.
Stretch a little bit.
Exactly. All right. Number one. What weighs more, 10 Ford Escapes or 1 adult elephant?
Ooh.
I'm going like average weight.
The Ford Escapes are going to be heavier.
Ford Escapes?
Yeah, I'm going to say that too.
I drive one of those and ish sometimes.
They're heavy.
It's pretty hefty.
You are both correct. Does anymore. 10 Ford Escapes weighs almost 4 times as much as 1 adult elephant.
I'm really happy I didn't pick that. That is a big difference.
Okay, yeah. All right. Go much smaller now. What weighs more? 1 Big Mac or 4 Pop-Tarts?
One Big Mac or four.
Think 1 Big Mac?
That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah. Big Mac, you are both correct again.
Oof.
Look at that. It's pretty close, but it does weigh just a little bit more. All right. This next one might be my favorite that I've done on this game. What weighs more, 1,200 corn dogs or 1 Jack Vrolik? Which for listeners who have forgotten, 1 Jack Vrolik is me. I am a Jack Vrolik. What weighs more, me or 1,200 corn dogs?
I've never seen you in real life before. I have no idea.
That's true. Yeah, it is true. I'm 6 feet. I'm 6 feet, if that helps. 6 foot tall.
I definitely
recently think. Skinny guy.
Wait. Are the corn dogs frozen? Does that add weight to it? I feel like it
would. I don't know. I just looked up how much a corn dog weighs and then multiplied it by
12. I definitely think the corn dogs weigh more.
Any corn dogs?
Low key.
Right. I don't know. I'm going to say you, Jack.
You see me? All right. Sierra, you are correct. I weigh more. Hold on, goodness. I weigh about 72.5 kilograms. 1,200 corn dogs weigh 68 kilograms. So it's pretty close.
Oh, I thought you were going to like trick us.
100%. Yeah. I would have gone more, but I needed like a nice round number. I didn't want to do like 1,200 and like 36 corn dogs. I wanted to stick with a number that was easy to remember.
Sure.
All right. Next one. What weighs more? 2 golden retrievers, I'm going average weight here, like adult golden retrievers, or 6 Pikachus? 6 Pikachus versus 2 golden retrievers.
Are Pikachus? Oh my god. I haven't watched Pokemon in like 15 years. I'm going to say, how many Pikachus?
6.
I'm going to say the Pikachus way more.
You think Pikachus? Yeah.
I'll say the Golden Retriever.
Okay. Sarah, you are right again. Taking the lead. Yeah, it weighs way more. I'm surprised at how little a Pikachu weighs. It weighs like 6 kilograms. I thought it'd be like pretty big going off the movie. All right, last one. All right, last one. Sierra, you do have the lead by 2. So you're going to win. Last one.
All right.
This one is like the craziest one that I did. What weighs more? the moon, or 10 quadrillion Eiffel Towers. That is one with 16 zeros after it, Eiffel Towers, versus the moon. This is crazy. This is insane.
I'll just run the Eiffel Towers.
Think Eiffel Towers?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the moon, but also...
It is the Eiffel Towers.
Really?
100%, yeah. Yeah, I figured. What's funny, because I had that idea for that one, and then I totally didn't think about how huge of a number it would be to make it way more than the moon. But well done, Sierra, you win 4-3. Your prize is the satisfaction of winning.
Well, thank you very much.
You win, yeah. For your prize, you get to be a guest on the No Show. That's your prize.
You get bragging rights.
You get bragging rights, you do.
Best icebreaker.
Best kind of prize.
You can tell, you can tell what weighs more now versus yet. And we now know that I weigh more than 1,200 corn dogs. I do love corn dogs. Pogos, you get pogos, you just eat them up like crazy.
I love pogos.
Mm.
So good.
God, they're amazing. Just so beautiful. Perfect.
So beautiful. Fluffy on the outside.
I also love, I've gotten into like weird cereals lately. Weird cereals. I was hanging out with some friends and we said, hey, we should get snacks just to hang out. And we went to like the store and I saw and immediately grabbed like the chocolate Timbits cereal.
I've seen those.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's like that Nesquik cereal that they used to have.
Oh, I used to get the balls, right?
Yeah. And then on the same sort of thing, next time I went to the store with friends, I saw and also immediately bought Hershey's Kisses cereal.
I haven't
it's
seen
like,
that.
I have never heard of
it's
that.
Like the same thing, but they're just shaped like Hershey, like taste the same. But they're shaped like kisses.
Aww. Cute.
And I'm like, that's awesome. And so I bought that. I have both in my cupboard right now.
Which one's that. Better?
I think the Hershey's one, just because it's shaped, like the shape is more fun. Yeah.
I love that you just went and bought those. I love like
absolutely
old like with, like no bland question. Cereal with like no taste.
Really?
Like some almond crisp in the morning.
Yeah, almond crisp.
So good.
I am like, I prefer normal Cheerios over Honey Nut Cheerios. I don't know why. I've never been a fan of Honey Nut Cheerios, but I love just crazy weird Cheerios.
Have you ever had the apple cinnamon ones?
No, but I've heard they're good. Apple cinnamon?
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
Can't eat them every day, but definitely nice at Christmas time.
I totally would. I love like apple cinnamon stuff. I don't like cinnamon. I don't like the cinnamon hard candies, but I love apple cinnamon stuff. Like apple pie. Love apple pie. Apple crisp. Love apple crisp.
I'm making apple crisp today. I'm so excited. Oh,
yes. Best part of fall is apple crisp.
Literally.
I love it.
If only I got to go like apple picking flyer.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah. My dad loves apple crisp. And so for his birthday, my mom will make him like an apple crisp. And last year she put like candles in it, like it was a birthday cake. But she didn't think that the internal temperature of an apple crisp is way higher than that of a cake. And so there was just like, we had to cut around these just like little columns of melted wax in the apple crisp.
Oh no.
Because like a fresh out of the oven apple crisp is very hot compared to a store-bought cake. Man, I gotta say, I love those like synthetic cakes.
What do you mean?
Like the Walmart cake, not like a very fancy cake, like the Walmart like birthday cakes that you can buy.
The Walmart like little cupcakes, just like the little, I don't even know, like the little tiny ones with the sprinkles.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Those are like the best cupcakes out there. I'm not even lying.
They're incredible. They're very very good. They're amazing. It's This is like a funny week for me because so we're recording this on Monday the 12th. It will come out on Wednesday the 14th, and then my birthday is actually Thursday the 15th. And so what's funny about that is that My birthday is the 15th. My cousin's birthday is the 15th. My sister's birthday is the 17th. And my other cousin's birthday is the 18th.
Wow, it's like birth week.
And it's great. And so this is like this is the week where my family just consumes so much cake. Because it's like we celebrate theirs, then mine, and then my sister's, and then we have one big thing together, and then we'll do like me and my sister's and me and my cousins. And it's just like, it is amazing.
That sounds amazing.
I love it every time.
For your cousins, will you do like individual birthdays for them, or?
We usually do like, they'll do just like on their own, but because it's like, the two cousins are like brothers.
Okay.
So we'll usually do like Thanksgiving at my grandparents, who my cousins like live like right next to, and then we'll do like a little birthday celebration there, and then we'll all go kind of do like our own individual thing with our friends and our families.
Okay.
But it's awesome. This year my mom bought two birthday cakes because my cousin's going to be there. We had it yesterday was that Thanksgiving. My mom bought two birthday cakes, vanilla and chocolate, and she said, "Okay, Jack, you're going to decorate Madeline's cake." Madeline's my sister. Madeline, you're going to decorate Jack's cake. And I did. It might be the worst looking thing I've ever made in my life. It was. So because her name is Madeline, I was way too confident with the M. And so it came out like M-A-D-E. And then I did like the dash dash thing to continue it on like the next line down. And then L-I-N-E. And then I didn't have room for happy birthday, so I just wrote HBD. And then I wrote like 23 star, yay. And then the one that she did, like the frosting was so runny, it just looked like a blob. Wow. They both turned out so awful, but it was very, very funny. Very, very funny.
Sorry.
Whenever I've tried to make cupcakes in the past, like I always underestimate like how the icing is actually going to turn out. Or it's like, I always think that it's going to be fine. Just decorate it while it's hot, you know, just get it done. But then it just always turns out so runny.
Yes.
Gross.
Yeah. It sucks when you're like frosting a cake and the frosting is like cold butter and it like won't spread. And you're just like trying to get it to go over the cake.
Like in the process.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Right. Do you guys want to play a second? Sorry, I totally cut you off.
No, it's okay.
So do you guys want to play a second game?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. All right. This game is I'm going to tell you things about me. You have to tell me if they're real or fake because I'm a strange guy who's done a lot of strange things in my life.
Okay.
What better game to play than this? All right. Oh, no. I almost forgot about this. All right. I have a timer set up. I'm going to tell you the thing. You then have 30 seconds to ask me questions about it.
All right.
And then, you know, I'm going to say a minute. I'll give you guys a full minute to ask questions about it. Try to see if you can find me in the lie. Mess me up in the lie. But I have thought of the lies ahead of time.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at lying. All right. First thing, my first ever concert was a Kiss concert. And go.
When did you go?
I think I was 6 years old.
Who took you?
It was... my parents did. There was my hometown used to do like a yearly summer concert, and they were the people that year.
Where was the concert?
It was in like there's like a park in my hometown, and they would do. They called it like Bayfest every year, and that was the first one I went to.
What was the concert again?
It was Kiss, like the rock and roll, but yeah, the rock band Kiss. Yeah.
I think already right off the bat, I'm going to say that I think it's real. Just because
you think it's real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
you want to just guess right now? You think real? All right. Sierra, do you agree?
Yeah.
All right. You are both correct. It is real. I was 6 years old. My dad would get free tickets through his work. And so the first concert I went to was a Kiss concert. And it was
so
great.
Funny.
Oh, man.
Do you remember it, Paul?
I do remember it actually, yeah, pretty well. And it was like, because like, yeah, my hometown would do this like yearly concert. So I went to like Mariana's Trench, Headley. And then when I was, I think, 12, I went to a One Direction concert in Toronto.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we just got a point.
I think the only concert I've ever been to is on Mondays. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But before that, it's just always violin concerts.
Concerts. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like very fancy. Yeah, I did piano for years. It was always like my sister's like recitals, just sitting there.
Aww.
All right, reset the timer. Next one. On a trip to New York City, I met famous vlogger David Dobrik. And go.
Where?
It was at his pop-up shop. He had just, I think it was like 368 Broadway. It was his pop-up shop, and we went and saw it. And he was there.
When were you in New York?
It was grade 11. We went on a, it was like a music and drama program trip.
Did you get anything from this pop-up shop? What is he even like?
No, it was pretty expensive. It was like t-shirts and like phone cases, and they were very, very expensive. And so I said, nope, no thanks.
Mm-hmm. Did you take any pictures? Did you meet him? Like, I guess, yeah, you probably.
No, actually.
You didn't take a picture.
We weren't allowed to get pictures. It was very secretive. There was a huge line to get in. We had to wait in line for a while.
Did you go with your class?
No, just like a few. We had free time, so a few of us went. And that is time. All right. Jack and David Dobrik, best friends, real or fake?
I'm going to say fake because
fake.
I know when I went in grade 11, they weren't technically supposed to give us that much free time. Mm-hmm. And I know that was a contested issue, so.
I'm also going to say no, because even if we did meet someone famous, I don't even think it was David Dobrik, if it was anybody.
And you are both correct again. Well done. We did actually, we did get a lot of free time on that trip. It was really cool. And there was a funny moment where I, at the time, and I still am, a huge Casey Neistat fan. And I knew that his pop-up shop was 368 Broadway. And someone mentioned like, hey, he just sold it to David Dobrik. We should go check it out. And I was like, maybe we'll see Casey. And neither Casey nor David was there. We just went inside and there was a huge line. And people waiting to get in. No, yeah.
Yeah, when I went, I dragged my friend to go find the restaurant that inspired How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
But we were literally like trying to find it for days, and we like every chance like that we got, like we tried to just figure out where it was, but it turned out to be a little bit further of a hike than we anticipated.
Oh yeah. That was like the coolest thing about that trip to me, was seeing like, that's the Ghostbusters building, that's the tunnel for Men in Black, all like the weird movie stuff. Everyone else was like, whoa, like the Empire State Building, and I was like, that's the building from King Kong. It was just like, I was just in it for the movie stuff.
100%. I would love to see New York just for that like reason. I love so cool. Like the nostalgia of the movie scenes and stuff like that. Like, definitely gotta recreate some Gossip Girl scenes on the Upper East Side.
Oh yeah, yep, we saw that building. It was very, very cool. All right. You guys are doing well so far. All right. Number three. Reset the clock. As a kid, my dream job was a fire truck.
Yeah, that's real. That seems like something you would do.
You think real? 5 seconds and you think real.
Why was it your dream job?
I lived near a fire station. And so every day I would see them go by. And I said, I want to be a fire truck when I grow up.
Not the people, but the truck. The truck.
No, the fire truck. No, yeah, I know. Like, the truck has a very important job.
How old were you when you decided?
I must have been like 4, I think I was. And then my mom asked me, and I said, I'm going to be a fire truck.
That's so cute, honestly. Was red your favorite color at the time?
It was, yeah. Yeah, I loved red.
How far away was the fire station?
It was like down the street. It was like prominent enough. It wasn't like so close that it was too loud, but it was like you could see it. And time. All right. Fire truck. Real or fake?
I'll just say real.
You think real?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah? I'm going to say real.
That one is fake.
Oh, no.
Wow. It is actually my drama teacher in high school. That's his story. He always tells that story of when he was a kid and his mom asked him if he wanted to be a fire truck. He tells us that like when he found out he couldn't be a fire truck, that was the day that like he grew up.
devastating.
He had like his dreams crushed. His mom said, "You know, you can't be a fire truck.
You can't be an automobile. I'm so sorry, honey."
Oh man! All right, there we go. All right, next one. You guys are tied 2-2. Keep going. All right, reach at the clock. All right, I cried at Avengers Endgame.
Why?
I want to try to avoid spoilers, but it was a very sad death scene at the end of one of my favorite characters, and I bawled.
Were you in theaters?
I was in theaters, yeah. I saw it the first day that I could.
Who'd you go with? Theaters.
I went with my dad.
Where'd you sit in the theater?
Somewhere in like the middle. I always go for the middle. Not too high, not too low. Center of the aisle. Mm-hmm. I have it down to a science.
The speaker sweet spot.
100%. The converge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I heard a lot of people were really sad about it. So I can definitely imagine you crying. I also think I know who the death is, and it seems mm-hmm. not good. So mm-hmm. I know time's not up, but I'm going to say that, yeah, you blubbered like a baby in the theater.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And time. So yeah. You think real.
I'd say real, too.
You both think real? You both are correct. I bawled in the theater watching. I'm just going to say, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, I haven't seen the movie yet.
I actually haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh, no, it's a good movie. Skip ahead like 20 seconds, but when Tony Stark died, I was just like crying in my seat, and my dad was next to me, and I was like a mess, because it was like the saddest thing ever. And I don't usually cry at movies, but watching Tony Stark die, I just, oh, it hit me hard. And I cried. Dang. All right.
When I was little, I watched, or actually not that long ago, but I watched La La Land. And I was crying at the end, and then my parents were looking over at me. It's like, why are you crying? It's just life, and it's just how life works out.
Oh, yeah. That is my favorite movie, 100% favorite movie. I love that movie. Really? And just the end.
I did not like that movie, like, at
really?
All.
It was so sad.
I thought it was so incredibly boring. Didn't really songs.
Oh, man. I love jazz, so that might be... I played, like... I was, like, lead alto sax in my high school's jazz band. And so I loved it. But it's funny, because I'm a very much, like, Marvel movies, Mission Impossible, all this stuff. But I loved that movie. Ah, great movie. All right, you guys are tied still, 3-3. You can... win it together or split up. All right, reset the time. Okay, I have 6 cats in my house and over 4 other various animals outside that we feed.
Name all of them right now and say what they are.
Okay. 6 cats in the house are Sally, Harry, Fuzzy, Lovely Rita, Scooter, and Fonzie. Out of the animals outside, there is Lady Madonna, who is a stray cat. There is Carla, who is a raccoon. There's other Carla, who is her kid. There's Polly the possum. There's Stinker and Stinky, the skunks that we see. There's Robin, the robin that we feed that takes cat food from the bowl. And yeah, those are the cats. Those are all the animals. Oh, wait, there's Pumpkin Spice Latte that we see sometimes outside. He is a cat as well.
Now, I think you added 3 extra animals on.
You think I added extra
animals? Into the group that lives outside. Would you care to explain this?
Care to explain it? I wasn't fully sure of the exact number, so
just a guess.
All right, time's up. What do you guys think? Last one.
I'm saying false.
Think false?
I'm going to say true.
True? All right. And Jessica takes it. Well done. It is entirely true. We had that many because we have...
It seems we had like... in the middle of nowhere. You got all the animals.
Yeah. We had like 3 cats and then we rescued one. And then Lady Madonna, the stray cat, had 2 cats outside. And so she had like 4, and so we were able to get them fixed, fostered out 2, and we fostered out all 4, and then 2 of them came back, and so we have those 2 now, Scooter and Fonzie. I don't know where they are.
Aww.
And then And then we have, like, because we put out cat food for Lady Madonna, we get, like, raccoons, possums, skunks. There was a robin that would hop around a lot outside. Yeah, those are the various animals in the Varola household.
I have kind of a funny, quick little story about. I live right behind a cemetery, actually. So my backyard, like the fence, is like cemetery. There's lots of like animals that like hang out there, and my parents really love spicy food. They are growing their own spicy peppers, and apparently, like a couple days ago, the raccoon, this like huge raccoon and her baby, ate one of them and jumped into my pool because it was so spicy. And my parents, it was like 3 a.m, I woke my parents up because they thought that a coyote was killing a cat in the backyard. It was like so distressed. And then when my dad went to go look at it, it was literally just like a raccoon drinking the pool water and like trying to cool off. And his like little baby was like running around. Was like, what the hell is going on? Like, why is my mom doing that? I feel bad for it though. I invited one of them, and I was feeling it for like 40 minutes afterward.
Raccoons also, like, sometimes they can just look like humans, the way they look, like they do stuff, because they have thumbs. They'll eat food, like,
they
with their hands.
They walk their food first.
Yeah, yeah.
Puddles and stuff like that.
That's what I mean. Have you ever seen the video of, it was like some sort of sanctuary that they had raccoons. They knew that raccoons would wash their food before they ate them, so they gave them cotton candy.
Yeah.
And it's like the saddest video ever. Because it just disappears.
Water
and,
for it.
Yeah, they're like moving the water around trying to find their food. Oh my god, it's so sad but so funny. Oh man.
Yeah, so, at home here, my dad put out a bird feeder, just out the front, and so we've been getting lots of birds, but also the squirrels love it, and they're going to try everything in order to get to this bird feeder. So now like we've had to extend it like an additional probably like half a foot or something, and they're still finding a way to get to the bird seed.
It's like there's this guy that there's this guy on YouTube, is Mark Rober. He used to be like a NASA
that makes like contraptions. I've seen those videos and they're so funny.
He used to be like a NASA engineer, like he worked on like the Mars rover. And so what he did is he made like an American Ninja Warrior course for the squirrels that wanted to get to his bird feeder.
He figured it all out too. Like he had a starting point, and they had to use it because he would grease all the other poles. So they really had to do like the full course. It was at that point they
just, I've seen that. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. He's the one who did, he did like the glitter bomb videos where he made like a fake Amazon package, put on a doorstep so that people would steal it, but it was full of like glitter that would come out when you opened it.
And there was like a camera in it too, so people were just like doing it in their cars and glitter all over your car.
Oh man. Oh, glitter. Loose glitter. There's nothing like loose glitter to just get everywhere. Oh man. There was one of like the Laurier things that I got came with loose glitter in it, and I'm still finding it to this day, just like around my room.
Oh yeah, that's what you mean. My friend opened her car, so there's glitter in the back.
Oh man, I get that like birthday cards will have glitter, and then it's just like, oh no, and they're just, it's everywhere. Oh my god. One funny thing that I have a hard time with on this show is that I like looking up like funny news stories to talk about. And like all like the weird news websites aren't that weird. It's always like this thing, and I'm like, but that's kind of normal. Like there was one, and it was like astronaut prepares to cast voting ballot from space, and I'm like, yeah, that's strange, but it's not like weird. It's like the one that I did find was, have you guys heard about this rat that got a gold medal because it's like a mine. It's like a landmine rat where it's light enough that it won't set off landmines. So they've trained it to find landmines.
Oh.
It's like an army thing. And so this rat is getting like some of like the highest possible like awards that you can get because it saved like hundreds of thousands of lives because it's finding landmines.
It deserves the medal. the award.
100%, it did.
Yeah. If you ever need Fox News, all you have to do is Google like Florida Man today.
Florida Man.
And some Florida man is going to be doing something weird. They'll be on the news.
I'm doing it. Florida Man, October 12th, 2020. Florida Man.
I saw one. I see one from 2 days ago, but I don't even know if I should read it.
A this one is oh, I can't find any for like today, October 12th. October 12th. This is a Florida man takes hard drugs before working as a middle school teacher, blacks out in Burger King bathroom.
Good for that him.
That is fun. I'm gonna look up October 15th, my birthday.
Yeah, that was like a Twitter game that went around where it was like, look up Florida Man and your birthday, and that's like your spirit animal, like your inner self. I remember looking at mine. I thought mine was really, I think it was Florida Woman.
Oh, man.
I'm going to look this up now.
Yeah.
Okay. I found October 15th, 2017. Florida man gets $37,500 after officer thought donut glaze was meth. I don't know how you know that donut glaze. I guess that it looks like the police mistook it in his car for meth, and so what they did, and so he ended up winning like $38,000 because he went to jail for it.
For a literal donut?
Yeah, for a donut, because they thought the glaze.
That's so weird. Love
oh, that is funny.
System.
Oh, man, okay, yeah. Speaking of October 15th, I came up with a game. I figured, you know what? I'll make a little birthday game. So I made a game for October 15th, where basically I tell you either a fact about October 15th or something that happened in history on October 15th. And you tell me if it's true or false.
Okay.
If it actually happened or if I made it up. Okay. Ready? Okay. Number one. October 15th is National Mushroom Day. National Mushroom Day.
True.
Think true?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to say false.
False? It is true. Interesting. October 15th is National Mushroom Day. Like, I was born on National Mushroom Day. Okay.
What an honor.
On October 15th, 2002, the movie Ice Age was released. One of the best movies ever made.
False. One of the best movies ever made, but I'm pretty sure it did not come out on that date. It came out
false.
Before.
And I'll say false, too. I don't.
False. You were both correct. It was 2002. But not October 15th.
Major Ice Age right. fan. Sid the Sloth.
Well done. Sid the Sloth. Oh.
To me. On a different level.
100%. That's like one of the movie series that I believe the second one is the best one.
Oh my god. I actually agree with you so much. It's the one with the meltdown because there were so many good lines. I actually just watched it 2 weeks ago. So very hyped up on it, like already. And just like,
and they meet Ellie and like, they meet everyone else.
And there's that weird little sloth army that sacrificed him to the fire.
Yes.
And that,
oh my god,
genuinely die laughing every great time movie. I see that scene.
Great movie. Oh, classic, classic, classic. All right. Okay, you guys are. I gotta just mark which ones I've already said. All right, on October 15th, Vincent Martella, voice of Phineas from Phineas and Ferb, was born.
How old? Oh, sorry, when was it?
Phineas was born October 15th, 1995.
I'm gonna say false.
Think false?
Yeah.
When did Phineas and Ferb come out?
Probably came out when we were like, I think I was like six.
Yeah, I think that was pretty young.
A while ago.
2006. I don't think he'd be like 10 years old when he started. But maybe he would because Ashley Tisdale was pretty young. Whatever, I'm going to say false anyways.
Yeah, I'm going to say false. Seems too young.
It is actually true.
Wow.
Yeah, we had the same birthday. Shout out to Vincent Martella. if by some weird one in a million chance he hears this,
he stumbles across it.
Yeah.
I'll tag him in your Insta posts.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
You get an actual shout out.
Yes. Yes. See if we can get a birthday selfie of me and Vincent Martella together. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Next one. Mark Wahlberg was born October 15th, 1971. True or false?
Holy cow, I love him. But I have no idea. 1971?
Yep, 1971.
Like, yes, it seems plausible, but I feel like Vincent and Mark Wahlberg can't all like share
the What are the odds?
Okay. That's just too powerful.
100% too powerful.
I'm going to say no.
You think no?
Yeah.
Marky Mark. Me, Marky Mark, and Phineas. Birthday. Shared birthday.
Yes, no.
I think no, you are both correct. He was born June 5th, actually.
I love Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. This one I think is a pretty easy question. I'll give you guys anyway. Being born on October 15th makes me a Libra.
Oh.
Oh, God, when the Scorpio?
I know, right? Because it's like right in the middle. So it's a little tricky. Because it could go either way.
Libra and Scorpio. And Scorpio's right before my birth. I think you're a Libra. Yeah, true. I'm going to say true.
You're a Libra?
I have no idea. I only know, like, the
energy.
I only know the signs, like, right around my birthday.
I know this one is because it's my birthday is coming up, so I know a little bit.
Okay. Okay, I'll say yes.
You are both correct. I am a Libra. Yeah, Libra ends October 22nd.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, like, I'm a Libra, but my friend born October 29th. Is a Scorpio. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I actually, one of my friends is seen, got a new boyfriend, and we had the same birthday, we found out. It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty funny. All right, next one. So this is like a news story. I want you to tell me if it actually came out on October 15th, 2002, the exact day I was born.
Sorry, can you
read that? So this is a news article that was published.
Mm-hmm.
So October 15th, 2002, the same day I was born, did they publish that duct tape can cure warts?
Yes, I do know that came out at some point. So I feel like it's plausible to come out on your birthday. That's such a random thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yes too. Yeah.
You are both correct. Yeah. Turns out on the day I was born, the greatest medical discovery of all time happened, that you could use duct tape to cure warts.
What a special day.
Yeah. And the last one, Jessica, you have the lead, 5-4. Last one. On October 15th, 1793, Marie Antoinette was put on trial.
True.
Think true?
Yeah, I think also true.
True. You are both correct.
Wow.
100%. Yeah. That's it. Awesome. Well done, guys. I remember I took like a world history class in grade 12, and we watched this big long documentary about the French Revolution. And I got to that point, and it was like on October 15th, Marie Antoinette was tried and decapitated. And I was like, hold on. I was like, my birthday? And I stopped, and I was like, Mr. Teacher, did he say October 15th? And he went, yeah, October 15th. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm actually, I have a history essay that I'm doing on Louis the 14th. And so just this morning, yeah. I was like looking it up, and I remembered that I think Marie Antoinette, yeah. or she married, or she came about two generations after Louis the 14th. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, 16th.
Like, okay,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because like looking up, trying to find like historical events that happened on your birthday, it's all just like depressing things. It's like it's like this attack, this thing happened, this government collapsed, like this organization ceased, and I'm just like, yeah. Wow. But that's I found duct tape warts.
Sorry, wait, pardon? I was gonna say, you confronted me a little bit. I just looked up my birthday, and you're right, it is depressing.
it's all just like
Freddie
sad
Mercury
stuff.
Died
like,
on my birthday.
No way.
But my
November 23rd?
24th, 1991.
24th. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
I love Freddie Mercury.
National Sardine Day. So
that's very cool.
Pretty lit.
So you know, yeah, it's kind of like it evens out. It evens out. Freddie Mercury, sardines.
Sardine Day.
Yeah, I was when I found out that the study of duct tape warts was published literally the exact day I was born. I just kind of leaned back in my chair and I was like, well, that's the funniest thing that ever happened to me. Duct tape warts.
Like,
oh,
turns man. Out I'm actually super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that time when, did you guys watch like YTV growing up?
Of course.
Do you remember Carlos?
From
Carlos from YTV, he was a host.
Oh yeah. I thought you were talking about Time Rush, but now you're talking about that.
No, yeah, I met him at like the Burlington IKEA.
What?
It was the weirdest thing. Mm-hmm. We were at IKEA, and my mom just kind of went, "Jack, is that the guy from YTV over there?" And I was like, "It's probably not." And I looked over, and I was like, "Oh my god, that's Carlos from YTV." And I went over and said hi. He was a very nice guy. And he was with like his wife and his daughter, and it was just the weirdest thing ever. It came out of nowhere.
I love like hearing stories about people meeting celebrities like in public, just like out of the blue. Yeah. Makes me laugh.
Yeah, I think that if I try hard enough, I could get a celebrity on the show.
Yeah,
that's my main goal. I think that I could get Ryan Reynolds on this show. I'm just gonna start every week. I'm gonna email him and I'm gonna say, "Hey, do you want to be on my show?" So I apologize to the Radio Laurie organization if you ever get an angry email from Ryan Reynolds' like assistant, just like, "Hey, this kid keeps emailing us asking him to be on the show."
I hope that works out for you.
Yeah. I have another question that might spark a big online argument. How do you guys draw your fours? Do you do like the triangle? Or like the square kind of way.
Square.
Yeah.
You square? Square?
I square it.
That's another thing that I've been told I'm weird for doing.
You don't do the square?
You do like
No, I do the line. I do the triangle. Yeah, I do like the one line.
Wow. Yeah.
Doesn't it get like, can it turn into
it
like
can
a
look,
line?
I don't know, if I do like really fast. It's sort of like, I see, yeah. I find it's just faster. There's a camera.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
kind
of like, yeah.
Mine a little bit, but.
Yeah.
I
just like, yeah.
I do my sevens with the line through it. I know.
Really?
Yeah, and I know exactly when I started. I was in grade 8. And
it's weird to me.
I just decided that I was going to do the line, and I just never stopped. And now I can, like, I didn't even dream of doing it. But people think. Like, it's weird because, yeah, you have to, like, specifically think about doing it. Like, I made a choice.
That's to start weird. To
yeah, I put it with the line, too. What about your
really?
Eight? Yeah. Eight? Not eight. I've gone eight. Back and forth between, like, the two circles or, like, the...
Oh, really?
Figure eight.
Two circles?
Yeah. Whoa. I do the two circles, but now I don't even know.
I find that my fives look like S's. And so, like, I hated, like, whenever, like, an algebra question in school would be, like, 4 plus 5s equals 3. And then I'd be like, oh, it's not 55. It's just, it's turned SS. But, oh, man. But, no, yeah, this show is just going to turn into, like, the What Does Jack Do Weird show. And then we're going to set more follower goals on the Instagram. And it's, like, It's like, help us get Jack to stop doing these things.
Yes, yeah, that's just, a great
incentive. Every goal will be me getting more and more normal with the way that I do things. Oh man! All right, I think it's time we wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's gonna be awesome. So fun.
All right, thank you guys so much. Check out the No Show next week.